This year, prison gardens at 28 different Wisconsin prisons produced more than 100,000 pounds of produce. A good portion of that bounty, hoed, weeded, and harvested by inmates, went to community food pantries to feed families who otherwise couldn't afford to buy fresh produce. Tom Vandenbrink runs the garden at the Oak Hill Minimum Security Prison near Madison. He says gardening is a tool to help inmates turn their lives around.
I'm trying to teach them how to have a job, how to be responsible, show up for work every day, do the best that they can within the limitations that we work under. And we're trying to create this idea that they can succeed in the real world if they apply themselves.
And Vandenbrink is trying to create that idea in the minds of prisoners who come from a variety of backgrounds.
You get people that have never seen dirt before to kids that grew up on farms.
25-year-old Roy Edmondson falls somewhere in between those two extremes. He says he did do some gardening with his mother as a child. Now he's serving a 4-year prison sentence for selling cocaine. This year, he, along with 10 other inmates, worked with Vandenbrink to produce 60,000 pounds of tomatoes, zucchinis, corn, and green peppers. 10,000 pounds of that went to the Dane County's Second Harvest Food Bank. The rest was served to inmates in the prison dining hall. Edmondson says he's happier about the Second Harvest donation than he is about helping feed his fellow prisoners.
The biggest thing I felt good about was the food that when we did get a chance to send to the pantries, that made me feel better because we gonna eat regardless. It's the people that we helped out. They might not can't eat, so we send them this and make their day, help out the needy.
That sentiment is one that Second Harvest director Dan Stein wishes more people outside of prison would share.
90 billion pounds of food every year is thrown out, good nutritious food. And one of the things that we like about Oak Hill is the fact that they take care of what their needs are, but they give out of their abundance to us so it doesn't go to waste. The more people we could educate doing this, the faster we could solve this problem.
Good news stories about the state prison system are hard to come by, and prison officials are proud of their gardening program. Oak Hill Kitchen Director Steve Bremer is especially proud of being able to serve fresh food to the inmates he's responsible for feeding.
It's in the field in the morning, on the plate in the afternoon, gazpacho soup, cucumbers, peppers, tomatoes, zucchini, threw the chopper into a kettle, you know, stirred up. I serve it at any restaurant, guaranteed, and you'd get compliments at any restaurant. It's absolutely fabulous program.
Prison policy forbids staff members from contacting inmates once they've been released. But garden director Tom Vandenbrink is convinced that producing food in the prison garden does have a lasting impact on many of the inmates he's worked with.
I do get letters from guys that are leaving. Some of them say, I am going to take this home with me. I may garden on my own, but I tell everyone who leaves here, I hope I never see him again.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.